This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number three. Final hour already. Time's flying by this morning. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, Houston. I'm Austin Mendez.
Well, we made it. First 2 hours.
Hey, you made it, man. You've been up all night.
I got some good news. About another hour and a half, I'm going to be knocking the back end out of a pillow.
There you go.
I'm gone for the morning. I'm going to try to get up, at least make the Texans game by halftime anyway, but I'm gonna sleep in.
Treat
the Astros are worth it. They did this to me. They've done this to me the last 2 years. Or actually make this year the third year. I can't go to the bed in the middle of a dramatic game like that when so much is on the line. It just, you can't do it.
I was confident they was going to win. I was confident.
Well, maybe that's what changed our luck. You going to sleep on them and then Altuve doing his thing. You know, something we hadn't mentioned either. There were so many unbelievable defensive plays last night from Reddick. Made an unbelievable catch that saved us a run or two. And then Brantley with a diving catch in left field and then doubling off Judge. That was a, boy, I didn't know Brantley had an arm like that.
Neither did I. That was impressive.
Much. I mean, he threw a laser to first, a one-hopper to Gurriel. And Gurriel's the most underrated first baseman in the league. That guy has been nothing but a vacuum cleaner over there all year.
Yep.
Whether it's defensive plays or digging balls out of the dirt. You know, coming off the bag, grabbing missed throws and tagging the runner out. I mean, that guy's just been, man, you got to love Cuban ball players.
I'm glad we got him.
Man. All right, well, let's move on. Open line fun, Sunday. Call us. We'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. All right, let's get to Guitar Dave. He's in a little early this morning. Dave, what's going on?
Captain Mickey, oh, man, I did get a little bit of sleep, but, man, wow. Go Astros, man. You know, let me see how Altuve said, like, I hit the ball. We're going to the World Series.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
man.
Awesome.
I'll tell you, hey, God, dog,
special
man.
Special guy.
Hey, I'll tell you what, you know, my mom, she nicknamed me Shorty, and I got in trouble. I said, you know, well, hey, that was her loving name for him because she would be yelling for Shorty over there. And I know you know about baseball. She played softball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I played hardball most of my life when I was young.
Well, I know.
When I got too old and wasn't good enough to play real organized ball, I played softball.
Hey, but I know you can spell very, very well. But I tell you what, we had a really, really good turnout for the chili cook-off over here at American Legion.
I saw that.
Man, I tell you what, dude. Hey, and the proceeds, just by chance, is going to Wounded Warriors, man. So,
right.
That's what we – because the sons of the American Legion, we're not veterans, but we help the veterans, you know, because like my dad was or some, you know, these other guys, their dad or maybe even a mom was a whack or something, you know.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you can jump in there and help out. Miss Olga over there, she was one of the judges for the chili cook, and I only got four plays, man. But hey, I did get that bottle of Fireball. Well, it wasn't Fireball; it was that cinnamon. But I ain't sipped into it. I'm gonna save it. I'm gonna save it for the series and let everybody else.
Yeah, you talk about going to the bottom.com, baby.
I know. Hey, he's like, what is it, like a gallon, man? I'm like, what the hell? But anyway, no. I know. Hey,
you know me.
I'm on my second pacemaker, man. You know,
that ought to clean the rust out of your pipes.
Hey, but no, let me tell you. Oh, and Miss Olga, I gave her one of those T-shirts, and I didn't understand what she was talking about. She said, well, the last week I gave it to her, she said, well, I'm going to shred it. what the heck? And then when I looked at an owner, I'm like, God dang it. Boy, that turned out pretty, really pretty, you know, because they take scissors and cut it, and then they cut around the bottom, and it's like decorating or whatever. It's like a new style or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I want to thank all the guys up there, the cookers and all the volunteers that we had up there helping. And we don't have too much cleanup this morning. I got to get over there in a little bit. But there was a band there. Oh, man, Rhythm and Blues Soul Band.
Oh, that's man, good stuff.
I tell you what, this one dude, he could play the guitar like B.B. King, and they had keyboard players all in there. And then they had this one big dude, he was sitting over there, had suit on with the them shiny shoes, his black and white tip, you know what I'm saying? Like, boy.
Uh-huh.
And so he's sitting over there, and all of a sudden they kick it off. And I'm going to send this one out to the New York Yankees. The thrill is gone. B sounded like B.B. King. The thrill is gone, man. Hey, man.
Well, bye. See y'all next year.
Hey, everything really went really smooth and well. And, we didn't even cut into that cake yet with the Army tank on it. So I'll probably bring that. Oh, for the Texans games today. And then I know it'll get ate up there. So I'm going to go and finish up what I'm doing here and then go rest for a while, be back up there at noon and do what I got to do. But I want to thank all the guys that did come up here and help me. And I want to thank especially Tex Bone and Billy Mills for teaching me about 25 years ago to help the Wounded Warriors. And as we did that one tournament, I guarantee there was over 150 people there. Let's see, that was 15 years ago. Yeah. And we had the guys, me and Tex was taking care of the guys on the bank because they was in wheelchairs, couldn't even hardly throw a rod and reel. I'm sitting there thinking, man, I can't take this. And it's too hot. They didn't complain one bit, and they had the greatest time they could have, man. All you had to
those make guys sure we had water. Hell and back several times.
That's what I'm saying, man. These guys are
a bonus
tough,
for
man.
Them, man.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, these guys are tough, man. So, hey, I appreciate all y'all.
America's
appreciate
finest.
What y'all. Hey, I appreciate what y'all do for us, Captain Mickey, you know, and like when I do put on stuff like this, I can at least say, well, it's for our veterans, you know. So, the Star Spangled Banner every day. Oh, I want to thank Francis Scott Key for writing that song. Boy, I tell you what was he thinking that night, man? I'm like, golly. Hey, well, I'm going to let you go, Captain.
All right, Dave.
Hey, man. Hey.
All right.
You know how much we appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. See you, man. All right, take care. Guitar Dave weighing in. Let's go to Santa Fe Jim next. Kentucky Windage Jim. Jim, what's going on, man?
I'm flipping my scrapple as we speak.
I got you. Well?
You know what scrapple is, right?
No.
That's a Yankee thing, but it's a combination of hot dog, sausage, everything else made into a loaf.
Oh, I got you. And what do you do with that? Is that a breakfast thing or?
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes if you put it in the frying pan, if you don't keep the pieces away from each other, they kind of combine and you can't flip them.
Right.
But see what this air fryer that my wife got.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the way to make it. I'll show you a picture.
I've never eaten anything off of one of those. A lot of people swear by them.
But the air fryer?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you gotta get one. I'm telling you.
To do that. I mean, I heard you fry anything with that, right? Chicken, fish?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It only takes a quarter of the time.
Awesome.
Because the way that it swirls in there, and puts the heat and everything. Yeah. That's a whole different ball game.
Man.
Speaking about ball games, I chickened out last night. I went to bed about 8:45. And I couldn't take it anymore. That
was,
announcer?
I
who's
know.
That announcer?
Joe Buck. His color man next to him was John Smoltz, which I can tolerate. John Smoltz is very knowledgeable about baseball. like 100 times more knowledgeable than Joe Buck. And he's a good color guy. He tells it like it is about the pitchers and, you know, how these batters are approaching them and all that. He was one of the greats, you know. Remember when he pitched for the Atlanta Braves, he used to put the hurt on us back in the day.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be. You got to be equal, you know. And the way that I was hearing everything was like, kind of like I didn't want to watch the game because of the way these guys are just announcing it, you know.
Oh, and crush he has on Aaron Judge, Joe Buck does, is just unbelievable.
Did you see that?
Oh, my goodness. We went through that 2 years ago, though, you know, when we won the World Series.
The tingle went up his leg.
The thrill, the thrill of the leg. Oh, gosh.
Well, I sent you a picture of that one pig. I got her in the cooler. She's been in there for a week, so I got to cooler that up today.
There you go.
But she was a sweet little thing. And then Saturday I went out there, and there was one twice her size, but she was already dead. And it wasn't like it was hot, but I guess she was stressed out.
Just dead. Natural causes, yeah. Huh?
Well, in the trap. She was stressed out.
Oh, we got in the trap. Well, she may have killed herself trying to get out, beat herself up.
A couple of scars on her, yeah. So I drug that out, right? Mm. So I went, that was Friday. I went back Saturday, and it was gone.
Coyotes?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
It's like if you want to ever deposit something out there, it's, you know, just let me know. Because it'll be gone the next day. I didn't see a hair.
Amazing.
It's pretty nasty out there. Yep.
Yep. Buzzards and coyotes, nothing goes to waste.
No. And let's see, what else?
Hey, that's the way it is in South Texas down at Blaine's.
Right.
We had a guy shoot a really nice 11-point out of this stand there by the house. And, you know, behind the lodge there, real close. And he wounded it. Well, the deer had circled around and kind of almost came back to right where he shot him. And that by that evening, now this was a morning hunt. By that evening, Steve was taking him back to that stand and dropping him off. And on the way to the stand, right there on the side of the road, there it was. And there wasn't a piece of meat left on that deer.
Wow.
I mean, that quick, in just a half a day, the coyotes had completely stripped it down. There wasn't nothing left but horns and head. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, man. Yeah, it is. Hey, nature, Mother Nature, she can be.
I'm telling you.
A bee.
Coyotes.
Well, how about those Cowboys today?
I don't know. You tell me who's going to show up. That's, what are they, 3-3 now?
Yeah, both of them, Eagles and Cowboys.
Yeah, and they're playing your team, the Eagles.
Yeah,
that'll be interesting.
Here in Texas.
Yep. Well, I wish both of them the best.
The Texans have what, the
The Colts? Yes, sir.
Is that here or over there?
No, it's on the road. It's in their house.
Okay.
We'll be wishing for the best on that one, too. So,
I'll let you go on the other
top off a great weekend, us clinching a bid to the World Series, and then the Texans getting them another win under their belts. Go to 5-2. Yeah. That'll just be awesome.
It was kind of justice this morning when I woke up, you know, put the put your show on, the phone, and I turned the TV on. I already saw that they won, but to see Springer miss that home run.
Oh, the catch he almost made?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was – it was just – I mean, his glove missed it by maybe an inch or two. I mean, he was almost on it. That would have been – hey, that – it all worked out good. I'd rather see Altuve be the hero anyway, so.
Yeah, and then, I knew the outcome, but just to watch it.
Oh, yeah, all
like,
the highlights.
I knew Altuve was getting up. I was like, okay, let's see. Crack. Woo-hoo!
Yep, he took that outside. I don't know whether that was a changeup or a curve that just didn't break good. I don't know what it was, but it was on the outside corner, and he just absolutely parked it. Jim, I got to run, buddy. It's break time already, but good to hear from you. You have a great day, and go Astros.
All right, God bless every early morning sicko.
Right, you got it, my friend. All right, see you, Jimbo. All right, take care. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. On this open line fun Sunday, a sweet Sunday it is. What a game last night. I'm interested in hearing from this next caller coming up. Let's go to Bill. Bill, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
Good morning, sir.
I was thinking Captain Mickey, the Navy. That's just not a regular captain. we're talking over the top. I couldn't resist that. That's the Irish in me.
Hey, it's right to my roots. My Irish blood too, brother.
Irish, English, Spanish, and Croatian.
Oh, goodness, you're a Heinz 57, man. That's about
no telling what else is in there. But anyway, I'm a former Yankee fan, and even to a few years back, you know, when they were playing in that time, and I wanted to see the Yankees beat the Astros, really. Okay, but then when they beat the Yankees and then we're going against the Dodgers, I say, take the Dodgers out. They left New York. They broke our heart. So the Giants do. And New York never really left. But right. My dad was an athletic director for 23 years in New York City and Queens, and he brought a couple guys into the major leagues. And I see in Houston the parallel, what my dad did with the police athletic league, you know, everything but football. He didn't believe in football because of the age of the kids. You got a big kid and a small kid, and the bones are not fully developed, and it can create problems for life. You know, because he wasn't that big, 5'9", about 140 when he was in high school. He did everything else but football. But anyway, a couple of the major leaguers, one guy was Joe, this husky Italian kid, could put a ball over, oh Lord, a 240-foot line, 18-foot fence, entrance parkway, exit parkway, two-story homes. He could put it in Mr. Kelly's backyard swimming pool. Could tag a ball. This other guy, Tommy, came through the – and I see with all the talent, we've seen Nolan Ryan come through the ranks here in the Texas area, in this area, and they have – they play their cards right. The potential that they have in Houston, the Astros have the possibility of a dynasty now. I see it. It's like it's there. And as long as they don't neglect the farm team, and that's what's happened with the New York Yankees in the early 60s, McMahon's going, and so is Yogi Berra, Whitey Ford's at the end of his career and everything, and they let the farm system go. And they were in the World Series, I think, in 64 Cardinals, and the next year they were in the basement because they neglected the farm system. They said they had so much depth, but they neglected the people coming up.
See, that's always been our strongest point is their recruiting in the farm system we've always had with Astros organization. Look at all the greats that we brought up and then let them get away. Guys like Joe Morgan, you know the story.
Yeah, and, Nolan Ryan.
Oh, man.
And Nolan Ryan went on to with two more no-hitters at Texas Rangers.
Yeah, that wasn't over that much money on a contract dispute. He just wanted, another 100 grand or something. It wasn't much for these days' standards. And that's one sellout in the dome back then.
Well, John McMullen is the one that didn't think he was worth $1 million is what he didn't want to give him. He says, well, but the thing was, you look at the attendance. I remember the first day that he went up to pitch up in Texas. This is they rented buses going past the Astrodome, honked their horns to see a pitch, and the attendance dropped. And by the way, that year, first year he was gone, parking was still $3. The next year it went to $4. So you figure 750,000 people. I think the attendance dropped drastically. I think 750,000. It was unbelievable. You look at not only ticket sales, say $10, that's $7.5 million. And then you look at concessions. Oh my God, concessions! You know, the price of those hot dogs and hamburgers. And then you say parking, three people in a car with 200. You're looking almost $1 million loss of revenue just in that. So, you saved $1 million, but you lost about $30 million.
Well, that's true. That's right. Yeah,
exactly.
My dad was, you know, he when he went to Milby High School here in Houston, he was in the the cheer club they had at their high school that always – they got free tickets to go to Busch Stadium, you know, and cheer on the Houston Buffs. Then it was, you know, the Colt 45s and then the Astros. I mean, he's been a fan since day one, just, I mean, diehard. And when they got rid of Nolan Ryan – he almost swore that he had never watched the Astros again, but he did. You know, he was just talking trash. But he was so upset when we got rid of Nolan Ryan. It just killed him, man.
We traded away an entire – some Hall of Famers and also All-Star. Like you mentioned, Joe Morgan. He was an All-Star. Jimmy Wynn. I mean, it was like they didn't want to they didn't want the championship. But I see now that with what's going on, that the Astros have a tremendous balance. And, like, of course, the early 50s and 60s, you know, Mantle and all those guys, unbelievable. But then when they came in the 90s.
My dad named me after. He was a big Yankees fan back in those days, too.
Mickey?
My dad was. He named me after Mickey Mantle. And,
well, Mickey Mantle was named after Mickey, who's Cohen, who's that, Mickey Cochran, or who's the catcher.
Yeah,
they named
it
after another Mickey. So,
yeah.
It was, you know, like I said, I still have it. Two things, my dad, because he was a scout, got autographed picture authenticated, signed by George Herman, Babe, 1947, the year before he died. And the Yankees won 5th consecutive World Series. That's why I'm saying I see the parallel between what the Astros' potential is and what they can pull off. I have every baseball player's name on that ball. 53 World Series Yankees, 5th consecutive World Series. There's only one guy alive, and that's Whitey Ford.
Isn't that something?
So anyway, but I'm glad. I want to see the Astros go all the way. They've got a good. Their whole operation looks really good compared to what it had been, and I'm just really
look
excited.
Look who got in the organization too, Reed Ryan, Nolan's son. I mean, we've just got a great mix and a great parallel there. Love this game. They're like little kids. They're playing a kids game and they're having fun at it. You know, you look
they're
at
making,
other teams.
Making good money. Yes.
Yeah, and they're making. Yes. Yeah, they're making good money. they're probably overpaid for as much fun as they're having. But hey, how can you? How can you go against success like they've had?
I don't even know any of the Yankees that are playing on the team anymore. I've been so far away. I said, "What am I? I know more about what's going on here in Houston because I left New York in '69 in basic training. The Mets won the World Series, and I leave. And the Jets won the Super Bowl that year. Oh, great! I leave New York, and we get championships. I guess I should have left years ago.
I'll stay here. We're trying to get them up, man.
January 73 is what
I'm saying. Hey, if all goes well, maybe we can bring you a Super Bowl this year. You never know, man.
J.J. Watt, there's one. It has nothing to do with this city. I would have loved to see Chicago Cubs win a World Series for Mr. Chicago, Ernie Banks.
Yeah.
Classic guy.
But
it never did happen. But, Mickey, listen, I appreciate it. Is that an admiral in the Navy? I think admiral is a captain.
I wish. All right, buddy. Well, Bill,
thank you,
and go Astros, man. Thanks a lot.
Sounds
Have
good.
A great
Thanks
day.
A lot.
You betcha.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was interesting. Ex-Yankee fan, now an Astros fan. Bring him on.
Coached all these boys in baseball out there in Barbers Hill. He had a new addition to the family with his new wife, and well, his only wife he's ever had. My niece, Angela, she had a baby girl. So they popping them out everywhere. There's something going on in Chambers County that I ought to know about.
You're gonna find out what they're biting on from Baffin to Sabine. Big Lake to Matagorda. And some places in between.
Yeah, I can remember when Bob Stevenson used to do this.
Oh, I can too. I miss those guys too.
Oh, man. All right, Mr. Eastwood, y'all be careful.
East man. I wish it was Eastwood with Clinton.
I'm sorry.
All right, buddy. Make my day.
Yeah. Go ahead. Make my day.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 6:37 in the Bayou City, and it is a jumping happy Bayou City this morning. And we got a full board One segment left. Let's get to them. All right, let's knock them out. Next up is Mac. Mac, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Morning, Captain Mickey. How goes it, young man?
It's going as good as it can possibly be, my friend.
Yes, sir, it is. And I'm sure it's been said 1,000,000,000 times, but go Stros, you know.
You got that right. Hey, sickos and Stros, a winning combination.
You said that right. I've been up all night ever since that game was over, and I still ain't slept, but I'm okay. That's not a problem. But I got a quick question for you. I won't take up too much of your time. I've been kind of out of pocket lately. I've had major back surgery, so I haven't been able to fish this year.
Well, bless your heart. That's a tough thing to go through, man.
Oh, let me tell you, I'm just glad I can stand on my own 2 feet, and I'm getting there. But my question is, I heard rumor that Thompson's was for sale.
Yeah,
is
it's been true? For sale for a couple of years. Yeah, why don't you go over there and buy it from Debbie, and I'll come help you run it.
Oh, that sounds like a deal. I tell you, man, that's one of my best places to go. I mean, I like fishing the Upper Bay, and it's a little bit easier access. Of course, you've been operating out there for a while now.
Yeah, that's oldest running bait camp on Trinity Bay forever, man. That's my mom used to take us down there and drop us off when we were kids, and we'd spend the night. We'd fish on that T-head. They used to have a big T-head pier on the right side when you're looking out over Tabs Bay, and we'd fish and catch speckled trout and redfish all night long on that pier when we were kids.
You could do it back then in just in a short period of time, you know?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I used to have an uncle over in San Leon. We used to go right off his place by Todd's Dump and a little bit around the channel there, and you could catch whatever you wanted to, and by lunchtime you'd already have them fried up.
Yes, sir. That was good. Those were the days, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just hope if somebody buys it, they keeps going as good as Debbie and them did, because, you know, like you said, that's a really good place to put your boat in and come out of.
It is. And Debbie is the sweetest, nicest person you'll ever deal with. I mean, I love her to death. She's just she's hung in there. She's just wore out, man. I mean, she's been running that place. You know, her and William had it forever, and he passed away, and she's kept it going,
right.
And for the Thompson family, and she just it's time for her to retire. She's tired. She's ready to move on.
Well, we all come to that point sometime in our life, believe it or not. I mean, probably sooner than we want to, but I hope she hangs in there and gets it to somebody good, because, you know, these good places are hard to come by these days.
Yeah, they are. That's just a down-home, good old fishing camp.
And, yes, sir.
It's been the same for 55, 60 years, however long it's been there, as long as I've been around. You know, back when I was a kid, that was it's always been the spot.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the best and get you a little sleep, and we'll catch them Texans today.
Hey, like they say, you can sleep when you die, baby.
There you go, sir.
There was no sleeping last night. It was a good sleepless
night.
Heck
no, there was. There's no way, you know. Oh, do me one favor if you could, Captain Mickey. Tell Captain Benny if you see him, we all miss him and wish him the best, what he's doing.
I will. I talk to him on occasion. I call him and check on him, and he's doing just fine. He's enjoying his retirement, and he couldn't ask for a nicer guy. They don't come no better than old Benny.
I know you and him are pretty tight buddies, and it's always good to see people like y'all, you know.
Yep. All right, Mac. You have a great Sunday, and go Stros, my friend. See you, bud.
Yes, sir. You have
All
a blessed
take
one.
Take care. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Next up, let's go to Captain Jim West. Hey, Jimbo, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, just living the dream, I guess, man. Last night was incredible.
Was that awesome or what, man?
I was struggling to stay awake, and I was like, you got to be kidding. When they hit that homer and they tied it up, I could poke my wife. I said, here we go, the extra innings. But, what a great win. I mean, just unbelievable.
Yeah, I just got through telling my wife, I said, man, don't throw him another fastball. And you kept seeing Osuna shake off Maldonado. I don't know what he was calling, but it wasn't for a fastball, but Osuna threw one too many last night.
I know. Warren Springer almost
guy.
Got it, but it was just an incredible game.
LeMahieu's an unbelievable player, man. That's one of the best batters in the big leagues. Always has been. So
those series with the Yankees are just incredible.
They are. That's some
one, 2 years ago.
Stuff,
went to
man.
Seven games. I mean, it was just incredible.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, man, I've been spending my days in the field.
I see that. I've been seeing some nice snake photos too, man.
Yeah, I killed two cottonmouths yesterday. I mean, it's full of snakes.
What about that big old copperhead that guy killed with you out there day before yesterday?
He was about a 30-incher. That was the long, biggest copperhead I ever seen.
That's a good one there, buddy.
I killed him. I killed him with a hammer. I did.
He went from a copperhead to a hammerhead in a heartbeat.
Well, he did. I'll tell you what, that was the baddest copperhead. Most of them will just kind of lay there,
right.
You know, or if you disturb them. But this son of a gun, boy, he was
had an
electric.
Attitude.
He had an attitude like a cottonmouth. He was PO'd, but I stacked with him a little bit. Had a shotgun sitting in the deal, and it's like, and I was taking the guys back in from the dove hunt, and they're like, the one guy, he was backed up 10 feet. He's like, man, we got four shotguns, and you're going to kill that snake with a hammer? It's just funny. But, you know, one thing, I was listening a while ago, but one thing that the Irishman was talking about, you know, we got an owner that will spend the money on those Astros, and they just stepped up to the plate to do that.
Yeah, they did.
You know, that's where it all boils down to. You got to have guys. You got to spend the money, though, in order, you know, to have some good guys.
Well, you got to spend money to make money. It's an investment. And
there
what
it
a
is.
Good one it's been, man. They're on a roll,
yes,
dude.
They are. Man, shift gears a little bit. We've been having, this year, it seems, we've been having a dose of fronts come in, you know. And I remember in past years, you'd get a front ever so often in October, September, you know.
Yeah.
Get your first one in. But it has brought a dose of northern birds, doves in. And, in fact, I saw a group of speckle bellies 2 days ago. First group I've seen of specks. And there's a lot of ducks on the prairie. But dove hunting's been really good.
Right.
It has. I got fields where I can hunt, like we hunted Friday, and then I hunted yesterday too in the back fields. So I can rotate my fields a little bit. Got in there, and I had a setback. And I've been in the hospital. I had a daggum bleeding ulcer, and set me back for.
Is that what
really
was wrong with you?
Yep, that was it. Yep.
Man.
I was losing blood, and, man, I was over on a tractor, and I was just, like, so weak. And when I stepped off that tractor just to go to walk to my buggy, my heart was through my chest. I mean, beating so hard, and I'd lost so much blood, and I knew I had an issue. I had a major problem. And I drove myself to the hospital the next morning. And when I parked my truck just to walk to the emergency room, they thought I was having a heart attack. My blood pressure was 205 over like 110 or something.
Oh,
it was
my
just,
goodness.
It was crazy. And, yeah, they got me in there, but they, you know, it was real quick. They saw that I had really lost a lot of blood. And, but I rebounded. They got me on the medication, and they got me some fluids. You know, I felt better. And did an upper GI. They went in and scoped, and I had one bleeding ulcer. And I got sick about 2 weeks before that, and ate something or drank something, and I took some medication for it. I didn't feel good, and they said that's what gave me that ulcer.
It set it off.
Yep, a leaf. I had cramps, you know, and I took a lot of just different stuff from my stomach, and they think that it was the Aleve that I took.
Yeah.
Ate a small hole in my stomach. So, anyway, yeah, I'm good to go, man. I've been on the tractor. I've been working, getting ready. So, and hadn't had a lot of people. I think I've been competing against the Astros, and I get people wanting to dove hunt, and they'll end up not showing, or they're just, man, we're going to stay at home. We got this, that, or the other. But I know what it is. I'm going to sit at home and watch those Astros.
Right.
But that's a good thing. That's
well,
awesome.
Hey, Jimmy, I hate to cut you short. I got two more guys I got to get, and I'm on a short leash right here. Hey,
you
if
bet,
somebody
man.
Wants to call you about those northern birds, come down and do a dove hunt. How they get a hold of you, man?
That's 409-996-3054. And also booking some duck hunts. It's just around the corner, too. So
yes, it is.
Yeah, just call me. And we're going to let it rest a few days, but we're going to get after them later in the week. So.
All right, Jimmy. Glad you came through it. See you, bud. Take care.
You bet.
All right, later. All right, next up, let's go to Charlie in Lake Jackson. Charlie, what's up?
Not much, Mickey. How are you doing?
I'm good. Couldn't be better after last night.
I'm the same way.
It's good to be a Houstonian.
The only thing better than beating the Yankees is beating the Dodgers.
Yeah. Too bad we don't get them again this year, but we'll see what these Nats can do.
That's right. Hey, got a question for you. What's the optimum depth to use a Lele in?
I would say, boy, that's a hard one to say because last summer we were catching them in 8 and 9 feet of water. But most of the time, practically speaking, the Lele and the hot rod, I like to throw them from knee-deep water out to about 5 feet. That's pretty optimum for them. You know, and it depends on the fish, too, how they're stationed, you know, how they're positioned in the water column also.
Yeah, so working the banks of a bow, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah, if those fish are up off the flat, you know, and they're in their shallow next to the drop-off, that is a great bait to present to them, no doubt.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was listening yesterday. I got tickled listening to Cliff Webb talking about that Mr. Flores.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, been telling the hunters, if you run across any human remains, just don't talk about them.
Right.
They probably had a bullet hole in the head or in the chest.
No, well, probably.
I can tell you that.
I don't know. I'd hate to think that.
Hey, those big ranches down there in South Texas, sometimes back in the day, they were laws unto themselves. King Ranch.
Well, that's true, yeah.
I mean, they're all posted, and I can guarantee you he had a 243 or a 30-30 in a saddle boot and a six-gun strapped to it. It's like the old days back down there sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Cliff
true.
Knows about it. Yeah.
I know it.
Cliff's an old, he's a distant cousin of mine. And
is he? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, his grandmother was my great-great-aunt, and I grew up down in Tybola down there during the summers next door to grandma's place.
Right.
I would go fishing with him, but I'm afraid he'd take me down there on the King Ranch shoreline and leave me as mean as I was to him when he was a kid.
Chunky out of the boat. All right, Charlie, hey, I hate to cut you short. I got one more I got to get, and I'm really getting close on time, buddy.
All right, have a good one, Mickey.
Hey, you too.
Thank
good
you.
To hear from you. All right, take care.
Bye.
All right, let's wrap her up with Brad in Florida, formerly from Spring Branch. Brad, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? I'm fired up, man. This is unbelievable with the
Astros. I'm high as a kite this morning, man, after that win last night. I didn't even go to bed. I just marathoned it. I can sleep.
I was so pissed when the Yankees caught up, and I was going, oh, no, please. And then Altuve didn't take, 15 minutes later, boom. And that
See
was
ya.
It. Yeah. But
that
you know
classic.
What's crazy? What's that?
No,
oh,
I said it was classic. I mean, that's Hall of Fame stuff right there, buddy.
Well, you know what? A lot of those players, I know one of the guys that called in said you got to spend money. But not only is not forget about the spending of the money, all those core players – Springer, Altuve, Correa, there's a bunch of them that the Astros drafted. They didn't spend money on them yet. Well, Altuve they spent, but he came from the system. They went out and got somebody by paying them and made themselves an artificial team. They're a real team. They came from 100 lost seasons, and then because of the 100 losses, they got number one picks. And they hit on every one of them.
Yeah, they did.
And, you know, there's more crazy stuff. You know, they wouldn't have gotten Bregman if that pitcher that they drafted that had this medical issue declined to come to the Astros after they offered
You're right.
to lower him. They offered him a lower amount. He refused. And so the Astros were rewarded with the number one pick for the next year, and they picked Alex Bregman. That's another one. I'm thinking, God, everything lined up perfectly for them. And I just, you know, it's crazy. I go to like at least two games in spring training. And the crazy thing is, I think the Astros and the Nationals got together and said, we're getting a new stadium. And instead of paying for the whole thing ourselves, let's split it. And so when we're away, you got it. When you're away, we got it. So we both, and that was a smart thing. And well, who would have thought those two teams, because when I go to the, when I went to some of the games that you see Nationals on the right-hand side and the Astros on the left-hand, who would have thought that those two teams would be the teams playing in the World Series?
I'm telling you, but, it's going to work out. It's all good. Well, Brad, I got a scat, my friend.
I just wanted to say hello. I haven't spoke to you in a while. It's been a while. Keep on doing your thing. Captain Mickey, I love
you.
I still listen to you. And go Stros.
You got it, brother. Hey, good to hear from you, Brad. Take care, my friend.
Bye-bye.
All right, see ya. All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. But you know what? We'll be back next Thursday morning bright and early right here at 4 a.m. Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.